We're visiting right now with Nicholas Gall, who's the general manager of the Rural Water Association, and we're going to talk a little bit about some water restrictions here coming early in this late spring, early summer season. Nicholas, how are you today?
Well, anxious to get the word out to everybody. Definitely been busy times here at the office once we realized we knew it was coming for a while, but we knew how bad things were came into crystal clear focus as we were looking at the reports for the last day or two.
Yeah, well, the weather people have been telling us that we've really been pretty dry since realistically last summer. Have you been monitoring the differences between then and now?
Yes. Yeah, we do well field observations. We check the water levels in our groundwater every single month. We get out there and run those reports, and we've been tracking over time and trying to make some guesses on about how much usage we're going to get and how much drawdown we're getting out of our wells. And one rainy day does not make up for a whole lot of dry months.
No, I wish it did. Regional water customers in the Shelby, Harrison, Audubon counties in Pottawatomie County north or east of the city of Neola have been put on some mandatory water use restrictions. Nicholas, can you talk a little bit about what you're asking folks to do?
For individual users, if you're a small residential customer, and that also means residents in the cities that we directly serve, say if you're Portsmouth, Erling, Panama, Elkhorn, Avoca, Brayton, Minden, or Exira, we sell to your city, and so that's still our water you're using, and we want you to be cognizant of this too. For individual small users, it's a lot of basic water conservation stuff. If you've got a leaky toilet or a bad water softener, that'd be the time to get that sorted out. That's the number one thing that causes problems. But then after that, it's avoid outdoor watering during daylight hours. If you're going to wash your car, do it at a commercial establishment, not in your driveway. Don't water your driveway or your sidewalk. Now's not the time to be filling your own swimming pool or wading pools. For our bigger customers, the people who are big agricultural and industrial usage, I get it. Like, you use water to produce goods and services that we all need. You use it to produce crops. But if you can just slow it down, if you can just tamp down the tap a little bit, even if it's the same amount of water, if you take twice as long to pump it, that saves us so much trouble here. It's the throughput that's strangling us right now. There's only so many gallons a minute that can go through our treatment plant. And if everyone wants to fill up all their sprayer tanks and all their swimming pools all at once, it can't be done. Not right now, it can't.
So some of these steps you're asking folks to take, you're talking about not just households, you're talking about businesses as well?
Yes, businesses as well. It's households and businesses. Every little part that the households do will help, but the stuff that's going to show up the fastest to us is, it's going to show up at the business level. First, we know who some of our largest ag and industrial users are when they pay a water bill directly to us, and our superintendent's been trying to call them directly to just explain to them on a one-to-one level what the situation is. But there's just a lot of people. There's people who are customers of these cities, and there's just people we can't all reach. We've only got so much time to get everybody before the weekend comes, and it gets a lot harder to get a hold of folks.
Sure. Well, and we've heard some stories about some of the water tables being obviously lower than what they should be at this time normally because of the circumstances we've been in over the last year. But to be clear, you're not talking necessarily about the system running out of water. It's the heavy usage times where so many are pulling at once, correct?
Exactly. If people just tamped it down, our production would be able to catch back up. We've got sort of two problems that go on at once, is that we can only pump so much out of our well field because that water table is low, and our treatment plant we can run up to about a certain level, which is about the level we're running at, And if we need to go any higher than that, we need to pump more than our well field can currently produce. We can run about 1,000 gallons a minute. That's about the max we can go without jumping all the way up to 1,300 gallons a minute. And that's just not available in our water table. The water just isn't there. So because of the water table, that limits us to just this certain amount. And that's why if people just reduce the rate in which they use water, it just all will work so much better.
Sure, sure. Well, and I hate to talk about penalties and things like that, but it's the nature of the beast, too. It's a metered service, so you can tell what kind of usage you're seeing in different locations and what have you, and the customers can monitor that themselves as well. But what if you have some heavier users that maybe aren't necessarily abiding by what you've outlined?
Well, unfortunately, we don't have instantaneous reads without sending somebody out to go check that. We're planning this later this year to implement some cell phone meter readers on our large customers that will let us get daily reads, and so the customers can easily themselves check themselves daily without having to crawl into a meter pit. But right now, if I want to check on how everyone's doing every single day, I would have to send somebody out to go read them every single day. That means time they can't spend doing everything else our system needs.
Okay.
So we're hoping to rely on people doing the right thing and just being attentive as we can. And there is some people who it is part of the plan that if they've got a meter larger than 1 inch, we're going to suspend the last of the step rates. So that would mean that the very largest users would end up paying more at the very highest end of their bulk usage. Hopefully that'll incentivize them I know to some extent you can't water a pig any less. We understand that absolutely. And in that case, don't think of it as a penalty. Think of it as money that can be the money that we'll invest in our system for all of our goods to get us through these times. Some people might think of it as a penalty, but we're using an accelerated premium is our terminology here.
Okay. Well, and really, when you look through some of these regulations, it's not like you're asking folks just to shut it down and not do anything. We're put together understanding the way we live and the things that we certainly do need, just asking for a little patience.
Yeah. We have, in the history of regional water, we have had this plan on the books since long before I got here, and it's been largely the same plan, I think, for 20 years. But this is the first time this year that we've done anything more than the honor system of asking people to step it up. And there's a reason for that. Our well field has never looked this bad, and our distribution system has never seen this kind of stress. And we're investing money to fix that, but it doesn't matter how much money we have. I can't make 2 weeks from today happen before this weekend.
Correct.
I can't make next year happen before this weekend.
Yeah. And if we're hearing about this now, this is not a problem that's going to go away tomorrow, obviously. This is something that's going to have to happen over a period of time, so look for this to be the case here for a while.
Yes. I mean, we gave advance notice to our direct customers, I believe, back in March, letting them know that we're on voluntary water conservation and asking for people's awareness and cooperation. Some people might have just seen it rain and thought we were good. I think really it was just that it's the nature of our community that we need water to do what we do, and people started doing more, and we just need them to be mindful and to just reduce the rate, not even the amount, just the rate. And we've got several layers of long-term plans to get past this. We've got plans. We've got some things that will help us out in 2 weeks. We've got some things that will help us out in several months. One thing that should get online by beginning of next summer, and then maybe a year after that, we'll starting to be in, the zone where we don't have to worry about this anymore. But none of that's going to help us in the really short term.
No, not in the short term. You know, it's some years you've got so much water the rivers can't hold it, and some years you just can't squeeze an inch out of the clouds. It's welcome to Iowa.
Yeah, exactly. The crunch, a big part of the crunch that we're going to get fixed in the next 2 weeks is we finally are going to finish the repairs that we suffered in those floods in spring 2019 when we had more water than anything knew what to do with. And we're finally got those wells fixed just in time to help us out through the drought, but it was all a process.
It's a cruel system, isn't it? Sometimes. Well, Nicholas, thank you so much for the time here today, and we appreciate your patience in answering some questions for us and sharing this information with folks, and we just ask folks to be a little bit patient, and hopefully sometime down the road here, not too far, we'll work through this.
Yeah, I'll be happy to let everybody know that, hey, show's back on, you know, be sensible, but don't fret so much anymore. I'll be happy to put that notice out.
All right, look forward to that one.